So let's move on and talk about targeted therapy of AML. And your module and the meeting focused on FLT3 mutations. Can you kind of provide an overview, though, of the abnormalities, the genomic abnormalities that are seen in AML and sort of where FLT3 fits in?
Sure. So thanks to the genomic sequencing work done by Tim Lay from WashU and colleagues, we have a pretty good understanding of what mutations we're going to find in AML. If you have an AML panel with 40 to 60 genes, you're probably going to capture 95% of the mutations that we know about in AML. There may be small subsets that we don't know about or we're going to miss, but that's basically what you need to know. And of those 30 genes, let's say, you can subdivide those into about 8 functional categories involving signaling genes like FLT3 and RAS, chromatin modification genes, epigenetic genes, P53 is a separate category, NPM1 is a second category, cohesion mutations. So there's a bunch of subcategories to make a complicated situation less complicated. But the two most common individual mutations are NPM1 and FLT3. Either one is in about 30%, although a lot of people with FLT3 mutations have NPM1 mutations, so they tend to co-segregate a little bit. Anyway, of the 30% who have FLT3 mutations, about 3/4 of them have the more common length or ITD mutation. That stands for internal tandem duplication mutation. And about 1/4 of those, or if you do the math, about 8 to 10% of all AML have a point mutation in the tyrosine kinase domain. It's pretty clear that an ITD mutation, the length mutation, is a bad actor, although particularly true if there's a high ratio of the mutant allele to the normal allele. If you have just a little bit of the ITD, it may not be so bad. The tyrosine kinase domain or point mutations, it's less clear if they have a positive or a negative impact on prognosis. But what's nice about both types of mutations, nice if you want to use that word, is that they're activating mutations, so it's a gain-of-function mutation. So it's easier to impair a gain-of-function mutation than to fix a loss-of-function mutation like P53 is. So we have a bunch of agents which can inhibit the activated mutant FLT3.